Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey guys, happy Friday. It is time for our Rewind segment. Every Friday during 2020, we are throwing it back to years past and just celebrating 20 years of the DGS. Lately, I have been going through and just checking in and seeing what we were doing last year, the year before. And 1 year ago today, we spoke to our friend Rocky Sickman, who of course was a part of the Iranian hostage crisis. Always love to hear from Rocky and hear his story. It is truly incredible.
Always an honor to have my very good friend Rocky Sickman on live in studio. Good to see you, pal.
Dave, it's always a pleasure, buddy.
You really do look buff. And you said it's the opposite. You lost your bicep.
Yes.
I love that you survived the Iranians and you went down to a window.
I went down on a window Christmas Day. But yeah, I have to give credit to my good wife, God love her. 38 wonderful years. You know Jill.
I do.
And so, Dave, I always say that if it wasn't for Jill, I'd be in a ditch somewhere. After coming back, she's really put me together, keeps me on track each day. It's been 40 years this year.
It's nuts.
Incredible.
It's incredible.
Yeah, time flies when you're having fun.
Right?
And all these other people in the room, you know, yep. I mean, they weren't even born, some of them. One was. The whole thing, Iran hostage crisis, this November is 40 years ago.
So do, like most of us, like wedding anniversaries or kids or whatever, like round numbers mean something? Does 40 mean more to you than like 38 or 39 did?
Every day is a special day. And I, you know, as I get older, this past Memorial Day, you know, it was a very, very important time for me to reflect on 8 people that lost their life on that rescue operation, 1980. And so every morning I wake up, Dave, I live my life for those 8 individuals that gave it their ultimate sacrifice, their life, to try to regain my freedom during the Iran hostage crisis. And so it's one of those things, they're all very special. On the way down here, I'm sitting there thinking about how I have this interview and all the other things I've got going on. And I look at this license plate and I see FMW444. The man upstairs reminds me, whenever I think I'm having a bad day, the number 444 pops in my head and it's like, Rocky, would you rather be here doing an interview with Dave Glover, absolutely, or being held hostage with 3 rifles to the back of your head against a wall. So it's the man upstairs, you know, he and my good wife keep me straight and narrow.
So we've done this so many times together. Yeah. We've done it nationally. We've done it on the show. We're going to do it again. you were 22?
I was 22 years old, yes, sir.
And the most amazing part of your story to me is that when the Iranians raided the embassy and you were there with a gun and you said, had I fired that shot, we would have gone to war, but we wouldn't have had the last 40 years. And you've told me many times, your beautiful wife, your beautiful kids, your amazing career, you'd trade it all if you could go back in time and pull that trigger.
Dave, out of the 52 hostages that remained for 444 days, there's 35 of us, and I would have to say that all 35 of us would say that the war on terrorism started November 4th, 1979, when the Islamic Republic of Iran attacked the American embassy. I mean, you have to look at the history. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to look at when did this all start, but November 4th, right after they paid $8.3 billion to release us. 3 years later, or 2 years later, they killed 240 Marines in Beirut. And so it's gone on and on and on. But yeah, it definitely, I would not be here, but I wonder what would have happened had we, you know, been given the orders to fire. But again, our weapons to defend an American embassy against 40 million, and not all Iranians as at that time.
You were very fond of the people.
No, absolutely. A beautiful country, wonderful people, but and I'm a true believer that a Muslim is not born with hatred, they're taught hatred. And I can tell you that when I was taken for the first 30 days, you guys, I sat tied to a chair, just like tied to this chair. My arms were tied to the arms of the chair, my feet were tied to the feet of the chair. Through the broken windows in the capital of Tehran, I could hear young children chant, "Death to America." And, you know, little did I realize that I would be in the biggest situation in the world that lasted 444 days. And, I mean, you're sitting there thinking about the Vietnam veterans that had been, you know, forgotten. It's 1979. The Vietnam War ended in 1975. And I'm sitting there thinking, if nobody remembered them, who's going to remember 65 people in an American embassy 10,000 miles away from home? And little did I realize that, you know, Tony Orlando came out of mothballs and came up with the Yellow Ribbon Program, because that was when it was started in Vietnam War. And so people tie yellow ribbons. I mean, the Soldiers' Memorials got my diary on display. I mean, who would have ever thought I would be in a museum? That's when you know you're getting old, when they put you in a museum.
How certain are you that Ahmadinejad was one of your guys?
Yeah. So obviously, that 444 days, I can tell you that 15 of my fellow colleagues, Dave, they were, you know, they were interrogated by Ahmadinejad. I didn't have him. I had others. But yeah, Ahmadinejad was there, and he was one of the interrogators. And so here he is. And many of those that are controlling the country of Iran were there in 1979. But, you know, it is crazy. And here I am to this day working for a wonderful organization, as you know, Folds of Honor. And little did I ever think that I would be 40 years later, never forgetting those eight guys that that gave the ultimate sacrifice, their life.
I apologize, because we've spoken so many times privately. I forget what's between us and what's public.
And Mark Bulger, probably.
Yeah, but I will bring some things up and wave me off if it's the private stuff. But even when you came back, you felt like you were still being watched.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You mean from
looking out
Islamic
the window?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it still goes on to this day. I mean, and Dave, I hate to tell you, but, you know, how do you go through 444 days of, you know, the first 30 days tied, the next 400 days locked in a room like this, you guys? You look at this room. We were locked in this room for 400 days. To go to the restroom, knock on a door, put a piece of paper underneath the door. If you knock too loud, they tell you to have to wait. You slept, you cried, you laughed, you prayed, you did everything in that room. And then the rescue operation occurs, and, you know, they move us. But yeah, it's, how do you not remember that? And after 40 years, here I am. They talk about, you know, post-traumatic stress. I mean, Dave, how do you not have post-traumatic stress? But you know what? It's my job now with Folds of Honor is really, it's a therapy to help me make it through my life. And so it's a true testament that people that do go through post-traumatic stress, they, you have to find something that you can, you know, jump onto. And having a good wife to help me, you know, stay on track helped me. And it still does to this day. And so, but you must remind people that freedom is not free.
Can you believe, I can't believe, what a relative free pass Iran has had for 40 years. They've still never really paid the price, as far as I'm concerned.
You got to give them credit, Dave. They know how to negotiate. But you know what? The Iranians told us when we were held hostage in a room during our 444 days, it is not you, the American people, that we hate. It's your government. But we will use you to humiliate your government. And we know that your government, it lasts every 4 to 8 years. We just need to negotiate up to that 4 to 8 years, and then we start all over again. And you look at what they've been doing for 444 days.
Rocky, that's a great point, because we hear that not only when it comes to the Iranians, but like in North Korea, we hear reports that these leaders that are there for life, they say, look, we're just going to wait the clock out. We're going to play your game, negotiate with you, and you're either going to be gone in 4 years or you're going to be gone in 8 years, but we're going to be here for life. So we'll just string you along until the next one, and we start all over, and the whole cycle starts all over.
And again, that's where David goes back to you saying, would you have pulled the trigger? I mean, I just wonder what would have happened that morning had we pulled the trigger. We wouldn't be here 40 years later. We wouldn't have had guys and girls killed by IEDs in Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan. I mean, you just wouldn't have all this situation possibly. And again, it's the what if. And that's part of your whole post-traumatic stress piece. That you wonder what would have happened had you done it. But they know how to do it very well. And you have a situation, you have a president now that's really putting them, putting hard pressure on them with the sanctions, and it's hurting. You look at Iran, you look at North Korea. Whenever you seem to push Iran and you got them up against the wall, what happens? North Korea starts shooting missiles. They play us like a ping pong ball. Mm-hmm. And as a hostage, I just see it and then think that here we are again, mm-hmm, playing this game.
Do you still dream about it?
Dream, there are things that, how do you not, as I sit here talking about it, there are things that just are rolling through my head. Billy, the guy that I spent 400 days with, the other gentleman, he's no longer with us, but Billy, his daughter calls me uncle. My children call him uncle. But, I mean, there's weeks go by, he calls me and says, you remember this time? It's like, you've forgotten it, but he mentions it and brings it back. And so, it's one of those things. The movie Argo, mm-hmm, it's interesting. My son got to be in that movie. He's always wanted to be an actor. And here he was. He met Ben Affleck. I met Ben. And it was one of those things that, I didn't give any, information towards the movie, but my son got to be in the movie, his first movie, and an Academy Award winner. I got to speak to the cast of Argo. Three of those six that were in that movie Argo that were taken, I had breakfast with November 4th, 1979. Mm-hmm. 3 hours later, we had no idea that our life would be turned upside down.
Can you, again, this may be private, can you tell the story, if you can, where they would show you the videos of the wall, they'd take you to the wall, and then eventually you just grabbed the gun and said, why don't you just do it?
Yeah. That was the interrogations at the beginning. That was the first 30 days, and really that was around January, February of 1981. They would continue to show, these videos of prisoners that were taken into boiling tar. They would bring them in and have them speak to us. They wanted us to make derogatory statements. Then they would show us videos of individuals be put into a courtyard, stripped nude, put up against a wall, and shot in the back of the head. Well, little did we realize that then they would role play this. They did this a couple weeks later, because every time that door would open, because again, that door, when it jumped, you jumped, because you didn't know if they were going to come in and start killing you or what. But they would come in, and you only left that room for 400 days blindfolded. Those nights that they would come in, they would grab you and take you and put you out in the middle of the hallway. And you sat there thinking, okay, is this going to be a role play, or is this going to be the Americans coming to get you and try to rescue you? And then they take you from this corridor and put you into another room and have you stripped nude and put you. And those were times that you thought you were dead. And then it came time, Dave, and I don't know if I mentioned this in the past, but, 444 days, you guys. How do you live with not knowing, and you don't see a light at the end of the tunnel? That's two Thanksgivings, that's two Christmases, and you've turned 23, and they take you outside, go to the restroom blindfolded, they come back, and they push you into the room, and all of a sudden you would grab the door and throw the door open and walk out in the hallway. And they would come and have their weapons manned up high. You would take the rifle and put the barrel in your eye or in your mouth, and you really didn't care. You just say, shoot me. I mean, just put me out of misery. And it's one of those things that you just, you hate to talk about, but I mean, being held hostage for 444 days, it was not, it was very inhumane. And I always say that 52 Americans that were stripped their freedom, their dignity, and their pride. And thank goodness, you know, January 20th, 1981, we were let go, and I've been able to start my life over and never forget. But yeah, it's one of those things that you never forget.
It's always good to see you, my brother.
Thank you, sir. Thanks so much. Thanks, guys.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.